This is Karen Musgrave, and I am conducting a Quilters SOS Save Our Stories interview with Doreen Douglas. Doreen is in Avondale, Arizona, and I'm in Naperville, Illinois, so we're conducting this interview over the telephone. Today's date is August 3rd, 2009. It is now 3:36 in the afternoon. We are doing this interview through the American Heritage Committee for the Arizona State Society of Daughters of the American Revolution. And Doreen, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to talk to me.
Hey, you're welcome.
Please tell me about your quilt, Listen for the Drum.
Well, this is an entry that I entered in the Fiber Arts Contest sponsored by the DAR. And some of the requirements for this was that it had to be an original design and it had to represent our American heritage. Some of the things in the quilt are rather significant. When I first started looking for patterns for this, I noticed that in all of the pictures during the early wars and even into the Civil War, drums were connected. There was drums in front of the line of men in battle, and there were drums in parades. So I thought, well, I can make that my centerpiece. And coincidentally, it's the symbol of our state regent. And so I had a little lapel pin of the drum, and I did a lot of micro-measuring. Actually, the drum is the scale. So once that was finished, then I had to determine sizes for all the other blocks in order to get it to fit in a certain space. And the second most important part of the quilt, other than the drum, is a copy of the preamble to the Constitution, which is at the very top of the quilt. And I think that's so important to our country. Without that, we probably would be nothing. But I enjoyed putting the designs together, and I used mostly shades of red, white, and blue, because that's part of our heritage, too. And some of the blocks are connected to our heritage. The log cabin patterns kind of indicate what the early settlers lived in, very crude. The gold stars in the corner are for all the service people that have died. And the white ones are for the service people who still are serving. And I had really a lot of fun, made a lot of mistakes, had to recut and remeasure, but it was fun, and when it won first at the state, I was really pleased, and when it won first in divisional, I was even more pleased, because that meant that it could go to nationals, and I did win second at nationals, and I was really tickled for that, so it's one of my favorite pieces now, and I have it hanging in my sewing room. And it'll probably stay there till I decide to pass it on to my daughter.
So you had to write an artist statement. How was that experience for you?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
You had to write an artist statement. You had to write something about the quilt. How was that experience for you? Was it easy?
Well, it took a lot of planning because I wanted to include everything that I had included in the quilt and give it a definite meaning. For instance, the Jacob's Ladder blocks indicated the faithfulness and the faith on which our country was founded. There's a friendship block. There's a schoolhouse block because they were real big on education. It wasn't always of the highest quality, but they taught what they knew. And the rest are just simple blocks that early settlers made, the women made, because they really didn't have a lot of patterns until the mid-1800s. And so putting them all together and having each block mean something was a bit of a challenge, but I thoroughly enjoyed it.
What techniques did you use?
Sorry?
What techniques did you use for the quilt?
Well, all of the blocks are pieced. I have the only appliques I have is I did applique the drum in the center, and the stars are appliqued, but everything else is just pieced, and then I quilted it by machine, with diagonal quilts, all of the diagonals leading towards the drum.
Is it machine pieced?
It's all machine pieced, yes. Uh-huh.
And your applique too?
Yes. So, yes, I use a wonder under the pieces that I want to applique, and then I satin stitch around them so that they aren't going to come loose or anything.
So is this quilt typical of your style?
Of my style? Not really. Generally, when I do a quilt, I have something definite in mind to start with. And I guess I have a rather logical mind. I like everything to match or to be connected in some way. And so I stick to patterns mostly. Once in a while, I'll do something a little different, but that's not the norm for me. I find the pattern that I like, and then part of the fun for me is choosing a fabric or a group of fabrics that will blend and look well together, as well as add to the design itself.
Tell me about your interest in quilt making.
Well, when I was, the summer before I started fifth grade, we lived way out in the country and we had no neighbors for me to play with. My mother decided I had too much time on my hands, so she started cutting grandmother's flower garden quilt blocks. And that summer and the following summer, I finished enough blocks, all hand pieced, for a full-size quilt. And I left them at home when I went away and didn't give any thought to it at all. And when we got married, we got this quilt in the mail. My mother had finished it for me and had taken it to her ladies' group at church and had it quilted, and that was my wedding gift. And unfortunately, I didn't care for it like I should have. With three babies, it got used on the floor on the rug as a mat for each of the babies, and after burps and stills and various other things, it became unusable. But that was my very first experience with quilting, and I didn't do any more then for, oh, a number of years, till probably the 60s. But when our daughter started kindergarten, I started saving all of the scraps from her dresses because I made all of her school clothes. And I saved pieces of fabric from my dresses, and I sewed dresses for my mother, and I saved some of the scraps from there. And from my granddaughter's dress, and from her daughter's dress, and I finally got it all put together in the form of a grandmother's quilt, and I quilted it all by hand, and I gave it to my daughter on her 40th birthday. And you know, the nicest thing about that is she actually uses it. But she's very careful with it, but she doesn't have it packed away in a box someplace. She does use it. So she has a quilt made out of five generations of fabric.
That's wonderful.
She really likes it, and when she shows it to somebody, she's real eager to point out, well, this was my shorts, and this was my first dress, and she knows almost all the pieces in the quilt and where they came from. She even remembers, and that's nice, too.
How many hours a week do you spend quilting?
I'm sorry?
How many hours a week do you spend quilting?
Well, it depends on what I have going. Right now I'm making three throw size quilts for three new grandchildren that we have. And so I'm spending, several hours a day, and hopefully I'll get them finished by the end of August because they live out of state and I want to mail it to them for Christmas. And I hate to wait till the last minute. But ordinarily, if I don't have anything going, I maybe spend 2 or 3 hours a week, not much more than that.
Is it typical for you to work on more than one project at a time?
Yes. I don't get bored, but I get anxious to do something else. So I will put something aside and work on the next project and then go back to the first one. But I also have always a piece of knitting or counted cross stitch or something by my chair so that I can keep my hands busy while I watch television.
What do you find the most pleasing about making quilts?
Well, I find it very relaxing. I think that aside from some of the frustrations that you have, there's also a lot of pleasure in it because putting the colors with the pattern, making sure that it's something that cooperates, is sometimes difficult, and sometimes I will change my mind in the middle of the first block, and means I've got to start over, sort of, but I don't really mind because I do really enjoy it. I don't do a lot of hand quilting anymore. I did for a long time, but I've got now the quilts that I make for younger people, I do stitch in the ditch so that they're quite secure and don't come apart at the first washing.
Tell me about your creative process. How do you go about deciding what to do and how to do it?
First, I like to find something that I think would be pleasing no matter what color you put with it. There are some patterns that you can put anything together, and then there's other patterns where it really needs to be, the colors really need to be coordinated, and in order to have a continuity of the way the pattern flows. I recently made a drunkard's path quilt for my brother and his wife, and I have one pattern square in the corner where one of the pieces I got in backwards, and I didn't notice it until I got it finished, quilted and everything, and then I found it. I went ahead and sent it to them anyway, and not long after that, we were in one of the museums in Flagstaff, Arizona, and they had on the wall a Drunkard's Path quilt with the same mistake that I had made.
Oh,
wow. Didn't feel too badly.
Very interesting.
Well, they had a sign by the quilt that says, "Can you find the mistake?" And it was very easy to find. I'm just hoping my brother and his wife haven't found their mistake yet.
Is there any aspects of quilt making that you do not enjoy?
I don't enjoy putting the sandwich together, where you put the backing, the batting, and then the quilt top. I don't have a large enough surface to do it all in one place. So I usually start it out on the floor, and then when I get it to where I want, I put it on the dining room table and pin it from there, and then I can do my quilting. But that's the part that it's a chore. I really don't enjoy it, but I know it's a necessity.
How does your family feel about your quilt making? You mentioned your daughter loving her quilt.
Well, my daughter has made several quilts, and so has her daughter. But none of them just yet are into really enjoying it, I don't think. They both work, and it's very difficult sometimes to find the time that is needed to do this and keep up with everything else. But I'm sure that once they retire, my daughter especially, I'm sure she'll get involved in some kind of quilt making. I don't know just what, but I'm sure she'll get there.
Tell me about the quilt that you sleep under.
I sleep under, it's called Hugs and Kisses. It's the X's and O's, every alternating blocks of X's and O's. And it has prairie points around the edge. It's a yellow print with a beige print on a cream background. And it's been washed a number of times. Comes out beautifully. Haven't lost any of the stitches yet, so that helps. But we always have a quilt on the bed. In the summer, it comes off in the evening because it's much too hot here to sleep under a quilt. So in the wintertime, it stays on the bed all winter long.
What did your family think about your winning your quilt?
Oh, they were all just so surprised. Not surprised because they didn't think I could do it, but surprised that at there were so many other entries, and I still won, and that made me kind of proud because they were proud of me for doing all that. But they have always taken an interest in anything that I've chosen to do, whether it's quilt making or painting or whatever.
Now, what does your DAR chapter think of your win?
Well, they were so tickled. They at the next meeting, I got a standing ovation, believe it or not. And of course, we got a certificate for it, which was nice, too. But they were real pleased, and I was proud to be able to represent them in a good fashion like that.
What are you going to do with your certificate?
I have it framed and hanging in my sewing room. My sewing room is our third bedroom. There's just my husband and I now. The children are all grown and moved away. So we have this extra bedroom, and it works out quite well. My sewing machine is in front of a window, and I can keep track of the neighborhood goings on. And it's a good location to work. The light source is really good, and I don't have any difficulty. But
what else do you have in the room?
I have a work table and two chests of drawers where I keep extra fabric, and a bookshelf with stashes of fabric on it, some of which I'm sure I'll never use, but periodically I take the fabric that I know I won't use, and there's a local group that I give it to, and they make quilts out of it for Crisis Nursery or something like that. A lot of the scraps that I have left over from my regular quilts, I put together in doll-sized quilts and donate them to the neonatal unit at the hospital. They're 18 by 24, which is just the size for an isolate where the preemies are kept. And they're so glad to get something like that. The quilt goes home with the baby when the baby goes home. And it's kind of nice to know that you've helped somebody out.
Very nice. What advice would you offer someone starting out in quilt making?
I think the biggest piece of advice is don't get discouraged and buy a good seam ripper. You're going to make mistakes, but don't get discouraged over that. And if you make something that you don't actually like, turn it over and use the backside. The backside is usually fairly plain, and so it doesn't matter what's on the other side, and you have a quilt that you've made yourself. I think good utensils or good equipment is a necessity, too. They now have excellent rotary cutters and large rulers with big numbers that you can easily see to mark your fabric. They have long-arm quilters that I've never mastered one, but I think it would be a good thing to do. Take a pattern that you liked for the very beginning and make it very simple so that you don't get discouraged too easily. We lived in a mobile retirement home, and I had 9 ladies that wanted to quilt. We started out with a basic 9 patch, and I had each of them buy an extra yard of fabric just in case. And it was a good thing they did, because learning to use the rotary cutter can sometimes lead to crooked strips of fabric. But they really enjoyed doing it, and they all finished their quilt. And sometime later, one of the ladies lost her husband. And after that, she made about 6 quilts in a row. And she said to me one day that she was so thankful that she had learned to quilt, because that was her way of getting through a really rough time, and I felt good about that.
Have you ever used quilt making to get through a difficult time?
Not really. If I have a down day, I go to the fabric store and I look through the pattern book and I feel every piece of fabric in the store, and then I feel better. And that takes care of that. I think having an understanding family is necessary if you're going to be a quilter, too. My husband is always pleased with whatever I come up with, whatever I make. He just thinks it's the best, and sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. But so sometimes you don't get dinner on the table at the right time. If you're in the midst of sewing, you just get lost, and time passes so fast that you just can't believe the day is gone and you don't have dinner. So that's a good way to get to go out for dinner sometimes, too. My grandmother, my father's mother, was a quilter. I have a quilt that she started in the 1890s. It's called a Star of Many Points. And she made it with orange and red. I know that sounds terrible, but they were the right shades and they went together quite well. She had given it to my mother to finish, and my mother never got it finished, so she gave it to me. And about 3 years ago, I took it all apart because she had just set the blocks together without any sashing. And they just sort of all blended together, and I wanted to set them apart so that they each would look better. I took them apart, washed them, and mended the ones that needed to be mended because they were all hand-pieced. Then I found some fabric that was a good coordinator, and I cut sashing strips and put them back together, and I hand-quilted it. Our state fair has a category in their arts department for quilts started by one generation and finished by another. So I entered my quilt, and I got first place. So I made a special tag to go on the back of it, and I gave it to my daughter. And she can pass it to her daughter if she wants, or keep it, or whatever she wants. But I wanted to keep it in the family because it's a beautiful quilt. My mother also did some quilting. Mostly it was out of necessity because we lived in a farmhouse that wasn't the warmest house in the winter. So every summer she would make and quilt at least 3 quilts. And when I was about 5, I thought, I can do that. I asked her to let me help. Well, she couldn't be bothered at the time. And I kept pestering, so finally I got underneath the frame, and she would poke her needle down, and I would pull it through and poke it back up. And this would go on for half an hour or so until I lost interest, naturally. And I thought I was a really big help. Well, as it turns out later, she tells me when I was grown that I really wasn't helping because when I left, she had to take out everything that I had done and redo it. So, but I was trying anyway.
What did you like about teaching your group?
I found that it was satisfying for me to be able to do that. Ordinarily, I'm a terrific follower, but I'm not a real good leader. But they were all very patient, and it was good to see the combinations of colors that they would put together for these simple blocks, and they were so thrilled when they finally got their first block together. It was indescribable to see the look on their face when they figured they can really do this. But that was the big thing, was just getting them to realize that this is something they could do.
So what are your favorite techniques?
I don't really have a favorite technique. It's just whatever it takes to get it to look right is what I end up doing. I do mostly strips of fabric sewn into pieces and then sliced and complete a block that way. Sometimes it's not possible if you do triangles or hexagons. But I do like to use the rotary cutter. It's so much quicker, and you get a better edge on all your fabric pieces than if you had to cut everything by hand, and it would take you ages and ages.
What other advances in technology have influenced you? Talk about the rotary cutter. How have things changed over the years for you?
Well, I think that's the biggest change, that and the sewing machine, but there are a lot of purists that don't believe that quilting by machine is quilt making. In order to quilt something that's going to last a lifetime and has some value, they believe that it has to be hand-pieced. And this is fine if you don't plan to use the quilt, but I think that if you're going to use the quilt or give it to someone who does use it, I believe that it needs to be pretty sturdily put together, and the sewing machine is the best way to do that. I'm not a big fan of long-arm quilting. I find that too much of it makes the quilt stiff, especially if they do stippling so close together. I don't seem to get that same soft quilt that I had before I sent it to them. So I've only had one of my quilts machine quilted that way. But that is a big help, because a lot of women make a lot of quilts, and that's the easiest way for them to get them completed is to have them quilted by a long arm.
What do you think is the biggest challenge confronting quilt makers today?
At this particular time, I think the biggest thing is cost. The recession is here, and everyone is trying to get their priorities straight for spending the money that they have. And when you pay $8 or $9 a yard for quilt fabric, because with all the work you put in it, you want a good fabric, and it adds up so fast that I think that's the biggest drawback right at the moment. There are a lot of guilds that teach quilting and that do a lot of charity quilting and things of that nature. And I think that if you want to really get into it, that's a good way to get started, is join a quilt guild, and you just make all kinds of friends and get all your questions answered if you have questions about what you're doing.
Why is quilt making important to you?
Why is quilting important to me?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a little bit of myself that I can pass on to my family or my friends or whomever gets the quilts. It keeps my mind active. I have to think a lot. Keeps me physically busy, because my cutting table is about 6 feet away from my sewing machine, so I'm up and down a lot. But it does keep your mind active, and you have to do a lot of thinking to make sure that you've chosen the right colors and patterns and so forth.
What do you think makes a quilt artistically powerful?
Artistically powerful?
Mm-hmm.
I think it goes to color. I think putting certain colors together can be eye-catching. It can be very bold, or it can be something that is just so soft that it's very, very pleasing. I go myself for more of the softer patterns rather than bright colors. I'm a pastel person at heart, I suppose, because a lot of the quilts that I have made have a cream background or a white-on-white background with pastel shades. And that, to me, that's what I like best. If someone wants something particular and I know that their colors are certain colors, then if I'm going to make something for them, I will try very hard to do something in the color that they would like.
Do you find that difficult?
Sometimes I find it more difficult than if I did it for myself, because number one, I want them to be happy with it. Even if it's just a small quilt, it's something I want them to know that I took the time enough to do it for them, and do it in a color that they would like. I think probably some of my family members are getting tired of my quilting, because every time I turn around, somebody's getting a new quilt. But it's fun to do, and I really enjoy it, and hope that my daughter and my granddaughters too, and even some of the men, learn to quilt and find as much joy in it as I do.
So whose works are you drawn to and why?
I'm sorry?
Whose works are you drawn to and why?
I don't have anyone specially in particular that I'm drawn to. I go to quilt shows and I'm drawn to things that I can see took a lot of thought and a lot of planning and a good technique for putting it together. So I enjoy all kinds of quilts. I have no particular one that I enjoy.
Which quilt shows have you been to?
There's a quilt show here in the valley at a place called the Saguaro Ranch, and they have a wonderful quilt show. And then we have quilt shows in the northern part of the state in the summer, and quite often we go up there, and I go to quilt shows there. I don't buy anything generally, but I certainly enjoy looking. It's interesting to see a pattern that I have made in my soft shades, and then see the same pattern that's very bold in bright colors. So I do enjoy going.
How do you want to be remembered?
Oh, goodness, that's a hard question. Just so they remember me is the main thing. I don't know, but I would hope that they would understand the things that I've done for them have been done because it's something I wanted to do, not because it was something I had to do. I think if you can give a little bit of yourself and leave a little bit of yourself behind, that's about all you can ask.
Do you plan to enter another quilt?
I've been asked to, but I'm not certain what the topic is going to be this year, and I'm just not certain if I'll do it again. I'm not sure I could come out as well as I did this time, and I figure I'm a little bit ahead of the game. Now I might just stay that way.
Were you able to go to Continental Congress and see your quilt?
No, I didn't. I didn't go. I wish that I could have. I would like to have seen the quilt that won first place, not because I'm envious, but because I'd like to see what he or she did that made it so good.
You haven't had a chance to see it, huh?
No, I haven't had a chance to see it. One of the members of our chapter who was at the Continental Congress was going to take photos, so I'm hoping that when we have our August meeting, she'll have her photos with her, and I can see the other things that were involved.
What do you think makes a great quilter?
Somebody that, first of all, enjoys it, because it will show in your work if you really enjoy what you're doing. Someone that has an eye for color and doesn't mind trying something different once in a while. Someone that can take a pattern and rearrange it so that you have the same pattern but a totally different look. I think you just have to be willing to experiment and try different things and do what you do best.
In what ways do you think quilts have special meaning for women's history?
I think most of the quilts that were made in the early part of the 19th century, I think they told a story. They had what they call friendship blocks, and before the people from back east would move to the Wild West, the neighbors would each make a block and put this all together as a quilt for the woman to bring to the new country with her so that she could remember all her neighbors And I think that's a real good way to keep in touch, whether you keep in touch physically or by writing or whatever. You have something that someone else has made because they wanted you to remember them.
What do you think your mom would think of your quilts?
Oh, I think she'd love them. She would always admire other people's work. She sewed and did all kinds of things like that for years and years. And I think if she could know what I have done, I think she would be real tickled, real pleased. I had made several throw quilts and sent to her just as a gift for something to do. And she loved them and she used them. To me, that's the best honor you can give someone who makes something for you, is to use it. And don't say, well, I'm going to put this away and save it. That's not why it was given. They gave it to you so you could use it, and that's what you need to do.
Well, how do you think quilts should be used?
Well, depends on the size of the quilt. If it's something Afghan size, perhaps, it makes a nice added touch in your living room if you have the colors that will go well with the furniture that you have. I've seen a number of quilts hanging on bedroom walls as part of the decoration, and I think that's a nice way to do it. I have several quilts on a quilt rack that you can tell what the quilt is and see all the colors, but they're not hanging literally. They're folded and hanging on a rack. So there's any number of ways you can use them. I think it's always nice to have a quilt to snuggle under on those days that you don't feel real good. It's a real comforter.
Is there anything that you would like to share that we haven't touched upon?
Well, I can't think of anything more at the moment. I just hope that I can keep quilting and pass on my knowledge to someone else, whether it's in my family or a friend or wherever. I think it's so nice to be able to share what you do. Even if the person that you give it to can't do the same thing, they can enjoy what you have done. And I think that's a very, very good thing.
What is your very first quilt memory?
My very first quilt memory is being scolded by my grandmother for jumping on her bed and getting her quilt dirty. But I guess she got over it because we did get invited back. She had a feather bed on her. Yes, a feather bed mattress on her bed. And they're very nice and fluffy, and she always had this beautiful double wedding ring quilt on her bed. And my two brothers and I thought it looked like a nice place to play, but she didn't agree. And we got sent to the other room.
It's a great memory.
Yes, it is. She's the one that made the blocks that I took apart and put back together.
Great connection. Trying to think if there's anything else I would like to ask you.
I'm sorry?
I'm trying to think if there's anything else that I would like to ask you.
Well, I can't think of a lot of other things that I have to say. I find it difficult sometimes to discuss work that I've done because what you think might be extraordinary to me is just something I do. And so I sometimes don't see what all the fuss is about, but sometimes it's kind of nice to be fussed over, too. So.
I was going to definitely say, I think you're worth fussing over. I definitely think that's the case. And I hope to continue to make quilts.
I plan to keep making quilts. As a matter of fact, I kind of dread the time when the time comes that perhaps my hands get arthritic or my eyesight fails or something, and I won't be able to do that. But as long as I can do it, I'm going to do it. And if I can't find anyone to give the quilts to while I'm here, they can dispose of them when I'm gone.
Well, I want to thank you for taking time out of your day and sharing with me and talking with me.
I've really enjoyed it. I hope I've been some help to you, at least.
Well, it's been great help.
Good.
So we are going to conclude our Quilters SOS Save Our Stories interview at 4:17.